This is Jack and Chris here bringing you the post-discussion of the Xbox reveal.
How you doing, guys?
So let's start off with the first thing they revealed, which was the name.
Yes.
Now, it's not Infinity, it's not Loop, it's not 720.
It is Xbox One.
Initial thoughts were...
It's going to confuse geriatrics buying toys for their children.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, the Xbox One is what we refer to the original Xbox as now, yeah, at this point. And they've gone back and they've called it the O-N-E? Why?
I don't know. It just doesn't make sense.
It's not a logical choice for the name.
It doesn't make... And it just confuses marketing people. What would you prefer? If you're someone from the general public, an Xbox One or a PlayStation 4, just having that 4 in it just makes it feel a lot more...
Yeah.
Advanced.
Yeah, no, I don't know what they were thinking, really.
Yeah.
Then again, I think that's our buzzword for this entire conference.
What?
I don't know what they were thinking.
Okay. It was, talking of buzzwords, it was full of buzzwords.
My God, if you cut them out, you
it'd
be like one third the length.
98% of sentences were buzzwords.
Energetic.
We should have counted how many times immersion came up.
Immersion, energetic, a new way of playing.
Okay, so our general vibe is we're very, very disappointed with this.
It was... Some bits were nice. Obviously, there's some bits that are quite impressive, like the actual look of the box.
Yeah.
That was... it's a nice-looking thing.
Graphically, it looks quite nice, yeah.
Yeah.
And going from, like, my kind of feel for the whole reveal was, it's interesting, but not exciting.
Yeah, but it pandered quite heavily to American audiences.
I think that was our issue with it. Like, it alienated the rest of the world.
Like obviously, they made a deal with the NFL... Which is fine if you're a fan of American football, but I don't really know many people who are fans of American football who don't
outside
live in
America.
And they were talking about the way you could switch to TV.
Yeah.
Using Kinect now, so you can go into live TV. And it was talking about American cable packages that do that, and we're not sure if that's going to be compatible with... because I live in Hong Kong, right?
Yeah.
If I was to take my Xbox from England to Hong Kong, would I be able to watch both Hong Kong TV and UK TV on it?
I don't know. Yeah. No idea.
Region locking could be an issue here.
There were a lot more questions raised than answers given.
They didn't mention the always online question.
Yeah, but they kind of hinted so heavily at that.
Yeah.
Just the inclusion of it's cloud-based, our OS runs on a cloud.
The power of the cloud.
Yeah. You'd think it is going to be always online.
Impressive statistic is the amount of servers they've bolstered themselves to.
300,000 servers, which is more computing power than the world had in 1999.
You know, they weren't even that clear with the specs. They didn't.
No, no, they really rushed through all of that, didn't they? Sony.
They were like 80 billion transistors. Yeah. It's like, well, that's good. We all know how much a transistor's going to improve performance of the machine.
Yeah, unless you were a real tech head, it kind of flew over your head. And they didn't even go...
They didn't specify what kind of RAM it was.
Yeah,
it was just 8 gigabytes.
It could have been like, yeah, pretty crappy RAM. Like Sony one is DDR3, yeah. So yeah, comparing it to the Sony conference, it just wasn't as good. I think their demographic now, Microsoft's demographic, is 14-year-olds who like playing sport games and Call of Duty and the family.
They've made Apple TV, but sort of in an Xbox environment. Obviously you can't play Xbox games on Apple TV, but you know, now you can. It's not a gamer's console, well,
it's not. It's not. It's that was my biggest fear. My fear was, they're going to spend ages talking about stuff that I just don't care about. And things I don't care about are cable shows, TV, apps that you can order pizza with.
I mean, they mentioned Halo.
Yeah.
But it wasn't because there was going to be a new Halo game. It's because they've invented a TV show.
I know. I wanted that. Give me a Halo game. I'd rather have a Halo game than a Halo TV show.
That's like we said when we were watching it. Forward Unto Dawn is a good thing. It was a good web series. But you would not sell a console with it.
No. You can't. We've got an exclusive TV show. Why do you want to buy a games console for an exclusive TV show?
It's just like... And because it's an exclusive thing, so it's not going to be on. It's not going to be on the internet. It's not going to be on Sky. It's not going to be on HBO. It's not going to be watched.
Yeah.
Only people who've got an Xbox are going to watch it. So that thing is going to crash in like no time.
It's going to be awful. Going with the interesting and but not exciting kind of vibe. 15 different IPs are going to launch exclusives.
That's a good number.
8 new franchises. That was the interesting part, are going to launch with the Xbox One.
Well, I mean, we've been looking for some new franchises for a while.
Yeah.
The question is, are they going to count things that have already been, like, spoken about? Like, does Watch Dogs fall into that?
Yeah, it might be, actually, yeah, because we've already got Watch Dogs. We saw Quantum Break.
Yeah, that
which
was...
Which is from the Remedy, who created Alan Wake and did...
Max Payne.
Payne.
Good pedigree.
Yeah, good pedigree, but...
But it didn't show us anything.
No.
And, you know, live action in trailers is just naff.
It just doesn't show you anything nowadays. You want gameplay. At least Call of Duty Ghosts showed you some in-game stuff.
That was just criminal with EA Sports. They showed us a bunch of videos of apparently their games, but they didn't specify whether it was in-game or pre-rendered cutscenes.
No. The worst was the video before it where they just had sportsmen just talking to you.
Yeah, that was thank you, Lionel Messi. Now I know why sports are important to you.
Yeah, we now know that you use your head in football games.
I don't know how that applies to video games at all.
Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make sense. The whole thing just felt so disconnected from games.
And not to mention the way they even described the things that weren't about games, like the way that you can jump into TV and change things.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's not what you meant, was it?
Okay, so before we continue our rant, I should say that me and Chris are game developers / designers, so we come from quite a game-heavy history. Yeah, we're not there for the entertainment side.
I can understand as an entertainment box, fine, if you want to do that. It worked for PlayStation at first with the Blu-ray capabilities. Never even specified it's going to have a Blu-ray.
No, they did say. They just... That's what I said. Okay, they
it was like 3 seconds of the specs up
they
on screen.
They went through so quickly the specs. They just listed them up in bullet points. Expected you to read them in 5 seconds and take them all in. Well, I didn't get to see anything. I didn't get a chance to read anything about the CPU or the
GPU. I was like, you should take a screenshot.
I didn't have time.
Yeah, no, it was like...
And they spoke a lot about smart glass, which you brought up. I don't have a tablet. Not everyone has a tablet.
They're going from the perspective that everyone has a tablet and everyone has internet connection all the time,
yeah,
which is a dangerous way to go. Also, everyone loves NFL.
Yeah.
You've done is you've narrowed it down to the population of New York.
It is pretty cool. Yeah, their demographic needs some work.
Also, they were talking about the ability... First of all, the demographic. They haven't got a demographic. They're like, oh, yes, we've made it so, you know, you can fit lots more players in the game at once and you can have online persistent worlds. That's World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
On one side, you've got World of Warcraft, and on the other side, you've got hardcore NFL fans. they don't gel.
And we were talking about the OS. They used the line 3 OSs in one.
They were running... and I think that's true, because of the way they were showing it, they're snapping things back and forth on the screen. That's the same as the tabbing system in Windows 8, which means they've got something along the lines of the desktop running the games, and then another system which overlays, which they can move things onto.
That's a lot of processing
power.
That's
going to hog.
You want as much power going into your games as possible.
Yeah, obviously.
And like Peter Molyneux was saying in like the show before that we were watching the IGN one.
There might be like 20 megabytes of system power put in the Kinect and then another 20 put on the operating system.
And we haven't even spoken about the Kinect yet. I mean, it looks semi-impressive. It looked nicer than the old one.
Tell you what, it's not just looking. The actual functionality, the hand gestures, they were flawless. But then again, that could have been just a production thing.
Yeah, and again, he was in such a large space. Mm. We don't know how much space it needs to move.
That was one of the fundamental things about the Kinect that was a problem, as you needed a massive space to work right with it. And even in a massive space, you're still running into sofas and things.
I know. It was interesting. It's got a 1080p HD camera.
Some of the depth sensors. Yeah, and they've improved very, very precise.
But they're shipping every Xbox One with a Kinect.
Yeah.
Is Xbox One the whole thing, or is it the console? They seem to think, Xbox One includes Smart Glass, Kinect, and the console. There's no individual name.
They never
name.
Specified Kinect. No, I think Kinect might have gelled with it.
Yeah.
It's now all of it's Xbox One.
It's all Xbox One.
They were talking about Kinect and controller integration, right? Yeah. So they were saying, for an example, you'd hold up your controller for a shield in a game, and that's just stupid. It's like you wouldn't be able to see the screen. They clearly haven't thought about this. People have told... It's been said before, suggested, that without physical feedback, motion controls are never going to be immersive. That's why we've got vibration and things.
Yeah.
So I just can't see where they're going to go with it. Just because it's more precise doesn't mean it's going to be any useful in games.
Totally agree. Talking about controllers, how did you feel about the new controller?
It looks a lot more like the first Xbox's controller.
Yeah, it's a lot longer, in terms of... It's bigger.
Yeah, I know
it's
what you mean.
It,
if you were to stand it up, it is a lot taller than
the
Xbox controller.
Yeah, that's what I meant,
And the battery pack in the back's gone, which is quite cool. Yeah, I mean, that was the one bit that was uncomfortable.
Face buttons seem alright.
Still ergonomic, nice looking sticks. And
They look quite nice.
Yeah, good pad.
And D-pad be interesting. It seems they've gone back to, it didn't have the transforming one.
No.
It was more kind of like, they'll keep trying with that D-pad,
I think. Suggested there might be individual feedback for each of the triggers, which would be quite fun in a shooter, I imagine, because then you've got some sort of, you've got a bit of dimorphism in which weapon you're using.
It looks like it is going to turn into a first-person console, first-person shooter console.
I'm hoping they have a wired version so I can buy that for my PC.
Yeah, that would be quite nice, actually. So, in terms of comparing it to the Sony conference, there was about 15 minutes terms in, like, talk about games. It was nothing.
Yeah.
Sony, you saw Destiny turn up, you saw Diablo 3, or you saw Blizzard. Yeah. Even though they're not... Diablo's not a new game.
It was still... That was a go-ahead. That was them saying, Blizzard... It's like, Blizzard's like, yes, we're willing to develop for your console, mm-hmm. which is, you know, massive.
Watch Dogs was there, didn't even hear a peep about that.
No, it was... The most exciting thing in the whole thing was Call of Duty. That was the biggest game that they showed us. And even that, like, they were like, oh, we'll take a new direction with this. Who was the writer of Traffic?
I don't know.
They've got some new writer in it. I think it's going to be... It's looking like they're trying to make it more story-focused. They've added a dog, which has, you know, worked very well for Fable 2.
Mm-hmm.
But
which they'll inevitably kill off to make you have some feels.
Yeah, but in fact, it only looks as good as Crysis 2.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not... They were going very heavily on the graphics, and it wasn't that graphically impressive.
They were kind of contradicting themselves the whole way through, though. They were saying they're focused on gameplay, and then, but look how glorious it is. Yeah, look at all these...
Oh, fish run away when you swim close to them.
I know, because it's like in Crysis when they spent so long modelling trees, it just doesn't have an impact at the end of the day.
And, you know, it's nice. It is nice that it would look nice, but at the same time... You'd want. I think they did circle about one innovation in multiplayer, which I was like, "Oh, that sounds kind of cool."
Oh, dynamic maps.
The dynamic maps now, so players can like set traps, so there might be a flood during the fight.
But that's interesting. Does dynamic mean just one playthrough though? So you play through it once, you see how everything changes, and it's always the same. Like,
yeah, that's very true.
Because that's the same with like Injustice, Gods Among Us. You only see like the maps change like once or twice,
mm-hmm.
and then it's all the same. It just repeats and repeats and repeats.
And they've had that all the time with Halo. I mean, the dynamic in that is different people get hold of different vehicles, and then that completely changes the way people play.
And will that dynamic like gameplay aspect mean that they can be lazier and pump out less maps?
Mm.
So they're like, oh, we don't have as many maps, but they change.
No. This is Infinity Ward. They love to sell maps.
That is true. They'll sell them for like 15 quid. We saw a bit of the user interface.
Yes.
How impressed were you with it?
I thought that was quite nice. It was. It seemed streamlined. It seemed cool. It was basically Windows 8.
Yeah.
And I like the way that you could tab in and tab out with Skype and things.
Yeah.
Because they know they've got a full integration with Skype, which is, you know, mm-hmm. that's cool. With your camera there as well, you could like have family-to-family conversations.
Yeah. That's why I think their demographic is 14-year-olds and families.
Yes, I know.
It's not at gamers anymore.
As Peter Molyneux said, with Skype chats there, you wouldn't want to be talking to someone while playing a game like Call of Duty.
No.
In case it was something other than their face on
and
the camera.
And they're talking about multitasking. There's only in some situation where multitasking is useful.
Like, the guy was like, oh, I'm watching this Star Trek film. I've heard such great things about the other one. I'll watch a trailer of this new Star Trek film while I'm watching this one.
Yeah.
No one does that.
No one ever does that.
And you were saying, right, when you've got smart glass up, if you're watching Game of Thrones, you don't want to read about Game of Thrones
the
when
whole
you're
point,
watching it.
Yeah, the whole point of Game of Thrones is you watch it, you watch all the characters.
You take in so much stuff.
Yeah.
It
just doesn't... The whole conference just did nothing for me. Just nothing as a gamer.
It wasn't... Yeah, it just wasn't...
The Sony one I came out, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm pumped. This is the new generation. I've seen so many
new games.
Poor Peter Molyneux. Yeah.
That was like the whole development cycle of Fable 2 in one sitting.
Yeah.
Like, he's there. It's like, it's gonna be great. He gets to the end. It's like, I couldn't get anything out of it.
Yeah.
He looked like someone had hit him around the face with a fish or something.
He did not look happy.
No, he was a depressed man at the end of that conference.
And, yeah, because the Sony one also spelled out good things for developers. It was more, like, PC-orientated in terms of development, so you can port stuff much more easily. It was so frustrating.
Yeah.
It was like, you can do so much better, Microsoft. But they obviously just...
The
only saving grace, the only bit of optimism I have at this point, is they kept talking about E3 and saying games will be at E3. So I am praying that they will show off.
They've done all the crap now. Show us some games.
Hopefully, our reaction is the public's reaction.
Yeah.
And they just get absolutely slaughtered for that god-awful
conference. I'm not even
sure
about that, because they were talking to the IGN editorial team earlier on in the show, and they were like, oh, yeah, now what we need is more Call of Duties and Netflix.
Oh, yeah, and social networking, because
we
don't have enough of that.
We want Xbox Live to be a social network. It's like, no, we
Xbox
don't.
Book.
It's just, it's a depressing conference indeed.
It was very...
We said it ourselves. Like, even if E3 is our saving grace of this particular console, someone sat down with a design team and went, what is the best way to sell this new console? all of this bollocks, and someone ticked it off, and they went through with focus groups, and it was great.
Okay, that was an hour long.
Yeah.
Okay, how much of that, in terms of percentages or minutes, do you think was worthwhile?
10 or 15%.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I'd say 5 minutes of that, there was never a point where I got excited.
Yeah.
Like, I should be excited about games. I want to be excited about games.
I get excited about giant corporate fuck-ups, though, so it was quite entertaining.
I don't know how much they're going to pull this off. And Xbox One just wasn't. They didn't start it well.
No.
Xbox One isn't a good name. I mean, we'll get used to it. I'm sure we'll live with it.
But you said yourself, Matrix references abound.
Yeah.
Gonna go play the One.
I'm going to play for my 360, that's fine. I'm going to play my PS4, that's fine.
Just call it the Xbox. Why wouldn't they do that? If they're going to confuse people like that.
Yeah. And even Infinity, because that makes so much more sense. You've got all these infinite
possibilities.
Yeah. All this TV, all this movie stuff, all this absolute infinite garbage that we can throw into it. But just one? It just didn't make any sense.
I mean, they said earlier on, it's like, oh, it's just one console with all you need, and then they showed us three individual parts of it.
The best bit, the most exciting bit, the best bit, was them showing us the hardware, the actual hardware.
Yeah, and that was the first nice. That was the first 5 minutes.
It wasn't in the first 5 minutes, first 30 seconds.
It is pretty.
It is very pretty.
It looks a bit bigger than the current Xbox Slim.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, not huge.
No. And Kinect sits quite nicely on top of it, which is going to be interesting. So, yeah, anything else more to add or rant about?
I'm just going to weep quietly in my room for a few hours now.
You're just going to go back to being your PC gamer?
Oh, absolutely. They didn't even specify if your Xbox Live profile would carry on.
No, they didn't, did they? They didn't say anything.
I just don't understand how they could be so vague.
They just didn't cover anything at all in an hour.
Right? They just said buzzwords.
It was 98% buzzwords. It was awful. Like, whoever did that should.
You got to the end. He said, "Is that it?"
Yeah,
because it really was that. We got a shorter bit of gameplay for Call of Duty, and that was the only bit we were like watching and thinking, "Finally, some gameplay on the engine."
You know, it's bad where you want gameplay from Call of Duty, which you've seen multiple times.
Just show us the fucking engine, and they didn't.
It was awful. It was awful. Okay.
Hopefully, it's just us over exaggerating because we're particularly pissed off now. But...
Okay. So, closing comments. Did that convince you to get an Xbox One?
No. I'm looking forward to E3. Because I want to see those new IPs. Eight new franchises. Well, I say eight new exclusives. That's the problem, though. What if you have to buy an Xbox One to get these great
if
new franchises?
If their exclusives are good, though, then it's almost worth buying an Xbox One.
I just don't stand by exclusives, though, because I want all these beautiful things on my PC so I can mod them.
Yeah, but to get exclusives, you need consoles.
Yeah.
That's the unfortunate thing. Unfortunately, PC, for many games now, isn't the sole developing
apart
thing.
From, Rome 2 Total War.
Which looks good.
Yes.
And Watch Dogs, maybe.
Yeah, that's going to be out on PC.
Which is going to be interesting.
I'm looking forward to Fallout 4, which is going to be at E3, apparently. I've heard in the clockwork.
What did you think of Forza? Even that I wasn't impressed with.
No, there are only two cars racing at once.
Yeah.
I think that's very likely that they were running at, higher graphical capabilities than they could run normally.
Yeah.
Like the particles and the wheel spin and stuff, it's too much.
Yeah, it all felt a bit too much.
Like, in FIFA and stuff, if that was actually in-game, their animation is phenomenal, but they went to the point of rendering all the buildings outside of the football stadiums.
Yeah.
It's just like, what?
Maybe you'll see them multiple times, they just keep getting reused before matches or something, like match opening.
Hmm.
It wasn't good. Okay, let's leave it at that.
Yeah.
So, Chris, you're not interested in Xbox One at this point in time.
I'm interested to see how it goes from this point on, because I can't have it end like this.
It can't crash and burn as much as it has done today.
Yeah. Okay. This is a giant fuck up by Microsoft.
Yeah. It was a bad, bad move.
Your call, man. Final thoughts?
Not impressed. Very much leaning towards PlayStation at the moment, which is sad because I like my Halo and I like my Gears of War. But even Master Chief can't rescue this one at the moment.
They
okay.
didn't even bring Master Chief on the stage. It was a missed opportunity.
It was. Okay, so that's ending it. Guys, tell us what you thought of the Xbox reveal. Are you as disappointed as me and Chris, or are you much happier, more enthusiastic about the Xbox One's future? I can't say that without feeling stupid.
He does a quotation mark sign every time he says it. It's like involuntary.
Okay, yeah. So thank you for listening, guys. Hope we haven't ranted too much.
Yeah.
Cheers for listening. Bye.